Today is Monday, September 27th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. This is going to be a shorty because, today is Mark's birthday, and so, and I had one meeting I had to do for work. And so I decided I was going to quickly record so I could get something out there for you guys. But it's going to be even shorter than normal because I only have a few minutes before my... Well, not a few. I have about 13 minutes before my meeting begins. And I need to be able to stop this and get set up for my meeting and yada, yada, yada. So, yeah, short one. And then Mark and I have plans this afternoon for his birthday. We're going to watch a movie. We're going to do some browsing around of gardening. You know, like gardening places, whatever you call them, because he likes that. I think we're going to buy, I know this is exciting stuff, but when you're a middle-aged gay couple, you sometimes do, just like straight couples, you do some householdy things for fun, like... He really wants a holder for the hose. And because when he waters the yard, the hose gets all tangled. So, we're going to look at plants because he really loves plants. And we're going to watch a movie. And then we're going to... he goes to Mass on his birthday. So we're going to go to Mass at a Catholic church, and then we're gonna have dinner at a Japanese restaurant. So we have plans, and I'm not gonna have time to record later, so I'm doing it now. Let's go ahead and listen to, we did get another voicemail, so let's just go ahead and have a listen to another voicemail.
Hello, Lummy.
Hello.
I'm on my morning nipple walk around Fat Acres. And I heard you say you like you do every year that you can't think of anything to give mittens for his celebration of exiting the birth canal.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd give you a recommendation. Also, another entry for your workplace. Just call it the dump, and go from there.
The dump. You
know, going to the dump. And. But anyway, a recommendation for mittens, gift it, take him to the furniture store and let him choose a chair that he thinks is comfortable instead of that torture chair you have for him up there in the movies, hoop nanny room, and then put the other chair in the room that was supposed to be the exercise room that will never be the exercise room. And then he doesn't have to look at it. He doesn't have to sit in it. And so be it. And that gives you something to do on his birthday. So, well, thank you for calling. And bye-bye now. Oh, by the way, I'm in the California. So, anyway, not that you needed to know that, but I told you anyway. Okay, bye-bye now.
Well, thank you for your call. That was Fatty, for those of you who don't know, because he doesn't like to tell us who he is. That's not a horrible idea. It's not a horrible idea. I've actually already gotten him his birthday present. But, the thing is about that. Yeah, I mean, it's a good idea. Thanks for the idea. Maybe next year. Maybe he'll have to suffer in the chairs up here until next year. And then next year I'll be like, okay, you can pick a chair. But the thing is, so I'll file that back under good ideas. But the thing about that is, though, neither one of us can decide on furniture. We go to furniture stores so often because we need a new couch. There are several things that we need. We need some art. Not that you necessarily get art at a furniture store, but I'm just saying they're house things that we need. And we end up going and walking around and walking around and walking around, and we never can pick anything. And so I thought, when I was buying stuff for this room, because technically this room is my, he's got his office and I've got this room upstairs. But I thought, well, this is a really big room and I only use a very small piece of it. So part of it needs to be multi-purpose. But I was thinking, so that's why I thought, oh, it could be a media room. And my little studio is a small section of that, which I only need a small section of that. So it works out fine. But I just pulled the trigger on some furniture that I liked because he and I can never decide. Like when we go together, we literally can never decide. And then, you know, he didn't. But and he didn't think they were, you know, super comfortable. But the thing is, our couch is comfortable, but it doesn't look good. And so we're going to end up replacing the couch because, well, the cushions are starting to disintegrate, basically. Disintegrate's the wrong word, but the threads in them are pulling out. And it's hard to describe, but they're coming apart at the seams. And so we've got a couch cover on it that we bought for the housewarming party. And that's doing the job for now, but we still need to buy one. But the bottom line is we do go to furniture stores quite often and we never can. It's not that we can't agree. It's not that we're sitting there arguing. It's just we go, I don't know. Do you like this? Oh, I don't know. Do you like it? I mean, it's okay. Do we want to spend this much money on it? And then we go back and forth and then we end up leaving without anything. So before I run out of time, though, I want to tell you guys, I wanted to announce what the birthday present was. I did tell Daniel this Friday night, but I told it to him. So I typed it to him in the Zoom chat. So no one heard it on Mix Minus. And yeah. So anyway, we had been discussing, we normally take trips around Thanksgiving. It's one way for us to avoid the family get together. Because, you know, as much as we can avoid, I love my family, but, you know, it's just, it's not a fun thing for him. And it's, you know, it's just, they're not good experiences anymore, really. And with all the Republicans we've got in the family. And so we try to take a trip around Thanksgiving. It just gives us a good excuse to get away. And we have vacation days and, you know, all that. So we had tentatively talked about going to New York City on the suggestion of Moose P. So I decided Mark loves Hamilton, and we've never seen it in person. And Hamilton is coming to Arkansas in March of next year. But I thought, you know what, since we thought about going to New York City, why don't I get Hamilton tickets? So I bought an orchestra section Hamilton tickets for November 28th. And that's his birthday present. We're going to go to a nice restaurant. We're going to make a whole evening of it. And we're going to be in New York for probably 4 or 5 days. But his gift is the Hamilton tickets. So, and he seemed to be really pleased. I already gave it to him. And now we're going to plan the rest of the trip and buy our plane tickets and all that. So, New York City, we're going to be there in around Thanksgiving. So, that should be fun. I don't know how cold it's going to be, but it should be a lot of fun. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.